In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Looking at our lives, we see that we feel small at many times. We feel rejected. We feel that we're not good enough, whether it's how we look, what we do, where we live, what our name is. We all have things that stop us from being ourselves in the best possible way. And yes, I think the right expression is those things stop us. You see, in the world we've been told we're going to have much tribulation. We're going to be told that if we're going to do the right thing, if we're going to live the right life, if we're going to make the right choices, we'll be rejected, we'll even be hated. That's not something we should walk around and be arrogant about, because that really goes against what the principle is. The principle is that I feel that I'm doing the right thing, and in doing the right thing, people may reject me. I then go back to God for that sense of reassurance. If I ever feel unworthy, unaccepted, not good enough, rejected, I know that there is one place that I can and should go, and that I will never, ever be turned away. This is what our Lord says to us in this morning's gospel. Anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away. He doesn't put a condition as to who we are, how old we are, what social class we come from, what nationality are. It doesn't even put a restriction at how holy or pure or righteous or deserving we think we are. He says, anyone who comes to me, anyone at all. And this is why we should always be able to go to him. Quite often, the major obstacle comes from the fact that I feel undeserving. I either feel I don't want to approach because I don't deserve it, or I feel that because I don't deserve it, I'm going to be rejected. No one likes rejection. And especially if it's a sense of rejection that we can't confirm. You know, you can always deal with knowing that someone likes you, or even someone doesn't like you. But it's the person in the middle that becomes troublesome. It's the person that you can't really sense. Have they judged me? Have they rejected me? Have they accepted me? Am I seen as someone who's good or someone who's bad? And we spend so much time trying to see how we look in the eyes of others that we forget that the eyes that really matter are the eyes that will never reject us. The heart that really matters is the heart that will never turn us away. And that's how we should be thinking. Because if we try to look at others, we all deal with different groups of others. And being accepted by one group doesn't necessarily mean being accepted by another. We will never be accepted by everyone. And so we will always walk around feeling a sense of disappointment. If we only look at our sense of value in the eyes of others, we will always feel that we come out short. Because there will always be others who will be ungracious, unloving, harsh, even sometimes cruel, dismissive. And we can't change that. We can never change others. We can try to change ourselves. We can work on ourselves. But we cannot change others. And so therefore, what we need to do is to look at what is good and what is right and what is acceptable and what is just in the eyes of God. How many times have we spoken to someone kindly and then spoken against them once they're not there? How many times have we had that happen to us? And how bad does it make us feel? God doesn't do that. God accepts us, embraces us, loves us, but then will try to fix us. See, there's a difference between the prodigal son coming back in his clothes and being accepted as he is, and the prodigal son coming back, being accepted as he is, and then being given the new clothes, the sandals, the ring. God will accept us sinful, but will not keep us sinful. He will accept us in whatever state we go to him. But that's not how he wants us. He wants us righteous. He wants us holy. He wants us that way so we can be with him forever. And so he will do everything he can to cleanse us, to change us. He will do everything he can to purify us and make us righteous. Not against our will, but he will always accept us. So no matter how you feel, no matter how you think you look in front of God, no matter what you think the obstacles are that stop you, don't ever stop. When we built this cathedral, one of the most important things was the icons. And the icon above the royal doors is the Christ I know and the Christ you should know. The one with his arms outstretched to all. Regardless. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. If you have tribulations in the world, go to him because he will overcome those tribulations. But don't ever keep yourself away. Take a mental snapshot of that icon. Take it home with you. Take it to work with you. Take it to school with you. Take it everywhere with you. No matter what you do, no matter who you think you are, as long as you go back to him, he is waiting for us with open arms. And he will take us. And then it's up to us to be the person that he wants us to be so we can stay with him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.